A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Now, there you go. That is the introductory part of the music cosmos, Vangelis. And Tony McGinley, tell us why we're playing that this morning.
Well, it was because of last week and the discussion we had about God and science. And I mentioned, that was written for the series Cosmos, which was...
It was the theme of the series. Yeah.
Fabulous. And the guy that wrote that series, Carl Sagan, a scientist with NASA, died, I think, about 15 years ago now or something like that. He was, like most scientists, deadly against God. You know, science could disprove God. But in the end, he described himself as agnostic. He didn't know for sure, but he felt that there was something more in the universe than just stuff, as it were.
And that's an amazing program, and it was the reference from it, and a beautiful piece of music, so everyone should check it out.
Oh, fabulous. Vangelis, he's dead now too. He really made the synthesizer popular. He synthesized most music, wrote music for so many important movies, and had dozens of albums.
Amazing. Okay, Tony, listen, thanks a million for that. If you have a view, get in touch with us. If you have any questions for Tony, get in touch with us as well. You've a query here, Tony. Queries come in, and it said our 26-year-old son is still living at home. And unfortunately, that's a story for a lot of people with the housing crisis we have at the moment. However, our son does nothing much by way of housework. He eats at home twice a day, often brings a friend home for food. He's earning a good wage, but only gives €60 a week towards housekeeping. Whenever I start to suggest he pays a bit more, I get shrugged off. I'd like to hear any suggestions of what I could do about this situation.
Well, what I would do is put it up to him. This is your rent, or you can move out.
There's the door.
I wouldn't quite put it as harshly as that, I certainly would put it to him. You know, if that's all he's giving towards the cost of living nowadays, you know, he needs a kick in the behind. And I'd be inclined to do that to him, you know. We had an incident in our family very similar, and it wasn't long before he moved back in and paid up.
Well, does that have to be, like, you're part of the family, yes, but you're no longer, you know, a 12-year-old child that has to be minded by your parents and brought up and educated and fed. You're earning your own wage, but you're still in the house, so you need to be need to be more of an adult about it.
Yeah, but I think there is no question about it that there is a crisis in the property crisis, as they keep calling it, in Ireland. There's a shortage of living spaces, and the prices have gone crazy, and that's forcing a lot of people to live in the family home way beyond, as it were, the time of being welcome. It's a necessity, but any necessity requires other things to happen, and in this case, you know, the guy needs to give a heck of a lot more money, really, towards the running of the household, and do a bit of cleaning or painting or whatever, but, you know, put his hand into the place as well. And I think, you know, he just needs straight talking, not losing the rag and making a fight out of it, but, you know, just saying, you know, it's time you woke up. And
this is a partnership. It's no longer a parent-child situation.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think if that's done without creating a fight, that's the danger, of course, that things like that often break down into a bad feeling, and that can last for a while. But if it can be done, you know, in a friendly way. Over a cup of coffee.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. Okay, keep your comments and views coming in for Tony. Any questions, get in touch. We've one of those, another one to get to. We'll get to those after we take these.
A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony, query in here from a listener. A fairly simple statement and a question, but certainly not easy to deal with. How to deal with a heartbreak from a relationship ending?
Well, there's no easy way to break that sort of wall. It can surround someone like a wall, and it's all loss is similar. But the best way to overcome any kind of loss is to involve yourself with helping other people. I think that is the single most important way. And instead of wallowing, as it were, in your own loss, you know, seek out somebody who's worse off than you are, needs a bit of help or whatever, or, you know, give your time to some sort of organization or whatever. But that is, I think, the single most important way of getting through that kind of a loss. Because, you know, life is about loss. I mean, when we're in the womb, we lose the womb when we're born, you know, and everything then is a loss from there onwards. We're growing older and older by the day. And if you focus on what the losses are, life will be an absolute misery. Whereas if you focus, as I say, on helping other people, on some of the beauty you see around you, and so on and so forth, it can change your whole way of seeing what life is about. And, you know, as I say, it's just simply reaching out to other people, I think, would be my answer to that question.
Yeah. And it can seem all-consuming. It can seem like you'll never get over it or never get through it, but it's to find a way that maybe, I don't know, through time, that you can come to a different way of thinking. At the moment, though, it can seem, you know, that you'll never get past it. Like, you're stuck, as you said, surrounded by that wall.
Yeah, and if you do nothing about it, it can be very destructive. You know, that sort of sense of loss and pain can really sour, you know, literally sour you. And by, as I say, making an effort, and it is a huge effort, you have to reach out and do something to help other people. And by involving yourself like that with helping somebody out other than yourself, it definitely will pull you out of that hole.
Yeah, and that's a key part of it. Tony, we have a suggestion in for original query about the 26-year-old who isn't pulling his weight at home or paying his fair share. Put the household bills in front of him and tell him they need to be paid. ESB, fuel, Wi-Fi, etc. That's what I did in my case.
Well, however you get the message across, yeah, for sure. But basically the message is pay up or get out.
But gently put, as you say, Tony, gently put. Tony,
on
the broken heart, the listener says, it just takes time. Get out, get about, and try to be happy.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything that distracts you. But the most important, I think, and the most useful thing in the world is to, you know, reach out and help those who are worse off than you are. And no matter what state you're in, even if you're very ill or you're even dying, that can help pull your mind, as it were, into a better place.
Yeah, okay. Listener says as well, hard to get over a relationship, identity bound up in that partnership, so it can be it can be very difficult, and indeed your identity can be bound up. We might talk a bit more about that one next week on the programme, Tony, but look, we're out of time. Thanks for talking to us again this week with A Problem Shared. Thanks for all your queries, listeners. Keep them coming into us. In the meantime, we'll put them on to Tony in between, and we'll talk about them next week on